Large penis is always welcome.
The person who you're trying to reach is currently not available.
Hello, this is Mrs. Stanley. I'm at my home. Hello, this is Mrs. Stanley.
Well, she probably had enough dog's ass or sucking his penis.
Hey Matt, this is Melissa Jarre from the Forecast. I just found this poem for you. It's by Francois Villon. It was written in 1431. This is an August Swinburne translation. It's called The Ballad of Villon and Fat Madge. 'Tis no sin for a man to labor in his vocation. The night cometh when no man can work. What though the beauty I love and serve be cheap? Ought you to take me for a beast or fool? All things a man could wish are in her keep. For her I turn swashbuckler in love's school. When folk drop in, I take my pot and stool and fall to drinking with no more ado. I fetch them bread, fruit, cheese, and water too. I say all's right so long as I'm well paid. Look in again when your flesh troubles you inside this brothel where we drive our trade. But soon the devils among us flesh and fell, when penniless to bed comes Madge, my whore. I loathe the very sight of her like hell. I snatch gown, girdle, surcoat, all she wore, and tell her these shall stand against her score. She grips her hips with both hands, cursing God, swearing by Jesus' body, bones, and blood, that they shall not. Then I, no whit dismayed, cross her cracked nose with some stray sugar of wood inside this brothel where we drive our trade. When all's up, she drops me a windy word, bloat like a beetle puffed and poisonous, grins, thumps my pate, and calls me Dicky Bird, and cuffs me with a fist that's ponderous. We sleep like logs, being drunken, both of us. Then when we wake, her womb begins to stir. To save her seed, she gets me under her, wheezing and whining, flat as planks are laid, and thus the spoils for a whoremonger inside this brothel where we drive our trade. Blow, hail, or freeze, I've bred here baked rent-free. Whoring's my trade, and my whore pleases me. Bad cat, bad rat, we're just the same if weighed. We love that love filth. Filth follows us, you see. Honor flies from us, as from her we flee, inside this brothel where we drive our trade. I bequeath likewise to Fat Madge this little song to learn and study. By God's head, she's a sweet fat fadge, devout and soft of flesh and ruddy. I love her with my soul and body, so doth she me, sweet dainty thing. If you fall in love with such a lady, read it and give it her to sing.
Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey.
And Bailey wants to fuck.
Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey.
Will you fuck my hole?
Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey.
Will you fuck my hole?
Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey.
And Bailey wants to fuck.
Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey.
Can I touch it and put it in my mouth?
Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey.
Will you fuck my hole?
Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey.
I'm dead. 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 I'm dead.
Like no business I know. I'll use radio. You'll hear the word cunt a lot. But baby, so what?
You shouldn't use that word. A lot of people find that very offensive.
On use radio, you'll hear the mother of all lesbians bitch about the government, scream about the president, and talk about a prolapse. What a wonderful prolapse. What a wonderful prolapse. Cause he's radio, that's where it's at. What a wonderful prolapse.
Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey.
Can I
Woo. Sorry about that. Anyway, this is Madge. I'm a lesbian recording to you live, which is a completely meaningless word because it's not live, from the Coconut Grove area of the prolapsed suburb of Miami, which is really part of Miami, called Lapsville. Now it's called Coconut Grove, a.k.a. The Grove. I'm in Holly Davidson's house. HollyDavidson.com has an E in Holly, by the way. And Dace is now doing show notes, and I don't know how his spelling is. That's why I'm saying that again. So thank you, Dace, for the show notes. And thank you, Matt Blender, for doing them for Christ a really long time. I think it's almost been a year that he was doing them. But now he's got two jobs. He's like Cheryl, who's working at the daycare center or something. I don't know. So, let's see. The news. I read the news today. Oh, boy. So I've noticed a resurgence in this. These oil companies have consolidated and, you know, regrouped and done some sort of a new PR campaign to issue doubt among the people. The people meaning you, to cast some doubt that global warming exists and is caused by humans. Now, I thought this debate was over because the evidence is everywhere. But since most people don't read and they just go by what pundits say on the news, after all, there is no news, there is no reporting, it's only reporting of what people say, which is shit. And since you, gentle audience, do not write letters, do not talk, do not send letters to emails and everything to these media companies demanding that the airwaves that belong to us, we the people, an expression long forgotten. That was such a compound sentence, I don't fucking remember what the predicate was. Something like prolapse my vagina, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, let's see. So I thought this debate was over about the oil. So now the oil companies have gotten together, and I was reading through the Google Reader. I can't point to specific places, but I did star a lot of them. And you'll note that on yeastradio.com, my blog, that the articles that I star in my newsfeeder show up, the ones that I consider most important on my newsreader show up in the right-hand column, as do the bluestein.com posts. Compost. And, compost, I said it. Okay, fine. Prolapse my urethra. Just like Alivus vagine, mutzels. All right. So, let's see. Where about right now? Mayo. Casting doubt. Now, their brilliant strategy, the brilliant strategy of the PR companies, and it's very important that we spread, you know, this media literacy around, because after all, media literacy is the only thing that can save us from these fucking PR bandits that have been going on since the 20s. By the way, my Bicycle Mark did a reprise of a show related to that. Also, you can search insanefilms.com for The Century of the Self, which is a documentary I posted a long time ago by Adam Curtis, which is an excellent explanation of why we suck so much as far as PR and advertising is concerned, and how it all originated from Freud, and Goebbels used it, and we use it today. Anyway, it's very important that you educate people on this. What they're trying to do is cast doubt in people's mind, but the way they're doing it is a little bit different. They're using a typical Republican technique, which is to take the truth and spin it around. I think that's why they call it spin. Spin it around 180 degrees and make it the opposite. So as we know, companies such as ExxonMobil, and which Cantalesi, of course, is on the board for, and some other people, you know, everybody in the administration is tied to Earl. And so they're trying to, you know, they have this political action committee where they basically have been influencing these so-called scientists into saying what they want to. Several scientists have testified from the government that the White House administration has to approve everything that the government scientists say, which is unprecedented and ridiculous. But anyway, so what's happening now is the oil companies are through this same PR machine are accusing the global warming, the people that are, say, like Al Gore, that are warning about global warming. They're just trying to discredit the scientists by saying that those scientists are stifling anybody who doesn't agree with them about global warming. So they're using the opposite technique, making it seem like, well, it's a vast conspiracy to make it appear that global warming is there. You know, yeah, it's a vast conspiracy. We want to kill the economy, right? It's a conspiracy. Without a motive, but a conspiracy nonetheless. There's overwhelming scientific evidence, and if there's any doubt, do some research. Just do some research, you know? I mean, it's indisputable. All you have to do is look at the temperatures ever since humans, the Industrial Revolution happened, and then read what many scientists agree on, if not all credible scientists in the world agree on, is that it's not only is global warming real, but they've recently finally agreed that it is caused by humans, which is, hello, duh. And there shouldn't be any debate on this. And, what was extremely disappointing is a certain air conditioning appliance was espousing that same view only last week, as a gentle audience member pointed out. And then, lo and behold, something happens this week that I predicted based on the air conditioner's behavior, which is that a certain purveyor of this public relations, a very large purveyor of this scam, became affiliated with said air conditioner only yesterday. Okay, surprise, surprise. If that sounds confusing to you, you're stupid, which is fine. Somebody has to be stupid. Why not it be you and you and you and you and you? Anyway, so that's upsetting, gentle audiences. Well, there's only one gentle audience, but maybe there might be two audiences. Reagan Fox uses audience as a verb. Oh, God, that reminds me. Wanda Wisdom didn't fucking call me back, that whore. I told the bitch to call me back. Maybe I should call her and say. Maybe I'll call her. No, I'm not. Let's see. Yeah, I'm trying to copy some music for the show. I'm going to edit it at the Starbucks. Okay. Let's see. Fiddler on the Roof. Sunrise. Sunset. Prolapse. Prolapse. That's dumb. Prolapse. We need something else for prolapse. Sunrise, sunset, prolapse. Prolapse. Softly through the hills. Oh my God, Gay Sexcapades. I still have that on my... Oh no, I don't. Okay, good. It's gone. It only has the ASD files. Oh, there's a new version. It's Release Candidate 1 of Ubercastered. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to because I want to see what they improved. I did purchase the Ubercaster, by the way, and there's some good news that might be coming related to Ubercaster and someone that I know, but I'm not going to talk about it yet because I don't know if I'm allowed to, and I keep my confidences. So if you know who you are, please let me know if I can allow to. Okay, let's see here. Okay. Heavy D. What do I got from her? Heavy D. Yeah, let's copy the Heavy D down to my local hard drive. See, I VPN into my computer at home. You know what I mean? Because I can't hold so much music here. So that's what I do. Okay. Let's see. But it takes forever to copy from all the way from Chicago to Miami by way of Albuquerque. All right. So I'm waiting. Holly's upstairs changing, I think. I think she is. And in this beautiful and humongous house. And then she's going to take me to the Starbucks. I haven't done a report ever since that ridiculous, dreadful, horrific Jonestown massacre of a Weight Watchers convention, you know? It was horrible, general audience. It was horrible. It was Kool-Aid drinking horrible. I mean, I like to go to my Weight Watchers meetings, you know? I really do. I like that, and I like what I get out of it. You know, you get a group. Sometimes it gets up to be a 50 people. I get a little bit nervous, but this was 1,000 people in one room listening to some fat cunt talk about how she's not fat anymore, even though she is. You know what I mean? And telling this story, and this is what she said. No, it was a man. I call it she. But this man says, you know, when I first started dieting and quitting sugar and losing the weight, when I first did that, I was losing the weight, but I was so young and beautiful that all the men's in the Weight Watchers communities wanted to fuck me. So the lesbians in my little community protected me like running with the wolves, with goddess rituals and all that. I thought, well, that's nice. Very much appreciate, you know, recognizing me and lesbian, even though it wasn't, you know, recognizing the fact that lesbians helped him. But then he says, so I would like everybody to give a round of applause to all the lesbians here tonight. I would like to thank all the lesbians for helping me. And I thought to myself, and I said to my friend James, who was next to me, I said, so what? Okay, so let's say maybe a black woman helped me go on my diet, you know? And what am I supposed to do? Stand up for 1,000 people and say, I'd like to thank all black people for helping me because one black person did. Yeah, well, that is so goddamn dumb. But anyway, so, and I had to serve orange juice. It was a nightmare. The toilet got clogged at 4 in the morning, and then one of the people I was traveling with, not James, the other one, had diarrhea. So it stunk up the place. A diarrhea. Well, but here's the problem, though, and this is kind of a secret for you, general audience, which is that I knew the toilet was clogged. So what happened is he had the diarrhea at 4 in the morning, and I am, you know, and I knew the toilet was clogged, but because I made a big, you know me, I made a big duty, maybe around 10 or 11. The other two were already out, and I wanted to leave. And I didn't have a plunger, and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to call the fucking, you know how hotels are, especially skanky flea bags in middle Miami Beach and this fucking dump of a hotel, the DeVille, or, ugh, Skankville. And so I said, okay, well, it didn't overflow at least, and I just flushed it enough so the turd wasn't visible. And there was still a hanky in there, but okay, that's fine. So turns out that the other person had a diarrhea. So I was up till 3 doing that last show you heard with all the music. I was in the lobby because people scare me. And meanwhile, they're all dating each other and fucking and having, you know, glory hole, prolapse, uterus, glory holes action in the bathrooms. And it was just ridiculous. Ridiculous. So back to the matter at hand, my vagina. So it turns out, now this is all after the fact, because when I was going to sleep, when I came up at 3 a.m. after doing my show, I noticed a stench of duty in the room, of diarrhea duty, and I thought, well, what's going on? It's not coming out of me, or it would smell good to my nose. And I figured, well, it's got to be one of the other two, right? What is this, unexpected error? Oh, fuck that. That's thanks. Unexpected error. All right, so, yeah, when this is, of course, I'm hearing this after the fact that at 4 a.m. he had a diarrhea. You know, he's clenching his uterus for the diarrhea. Oh, and the reason is because he ate ass at the bathhouse, okay, in Fort Lauderdale. Seriously. So that one ate ass. And, Dace, please don't put in anything in the show notes about eating ass or diarrhea. But the toilet being clogged, yes. But don't say that I did it. Don't say. In fact, just make it vague. Just say, toilet was clogged, okay? But anyway, because I don't, you know, people don't listen to the show, these people, but they might scan the notes. So anyway, okay, so back to the prolapse at hand, my vagina. So he had the diarrhea, and he's clenching his uterus at 4 a.m. because he realized, oh my God, the toilet's clogged. And then, or he may have even made the diarrhea in the toilet and then realized it didn't flush, which would be infinitely worse. And then he went downstairs and said, do you have a plumber, sir? My toilet is clogged and I have to go. He said, we don't have a plumber at night. And my friend said, well, you better become one because I got a big mess upstairs and some duty going down. And it's going to be right here in front of your lobby if you don't get a plumber. And, eventually someone named Luis showed up. He got the thing unclogged and then he had shits for the rest of the day, which smelled up the room. Meanwhile, I blogged on the Twitter, which is the new rage, the Twitter, which is, you know, the same old five people, the tech bloggers, the same five people that think when they find something they've discovered the, you know, the meaning of some life or whatever. Hi, sweetie. Trotsky's right here. And he has his own couch here. Anyway, where was I again? No memory. I have no connectivity in my brains. I did see a good movie, though. Charles Bush's Die, Mommy, Die, very inspiring. They showed that there. And everything else sucked. Yes. Oh, we had workshops. I went to two meditation workshops, okay? I have found that ever since, you know, I've become a lesbian, even though I already was, but ever since the Noah from the penis explosions gave me yoga lessons, and even though I haven't had one for 100 years, it helped me sort of learn some of the meditation techniques. But anyway, so I'm able to, you know, with the meditation groups, I can get some, you know, get to a little bit of that place, given the right circumstances and that. So the first one was good, you know, everything went fine, you know, we're meditating, it was nice. The only problem is, you know, there's no place to put your legs, really. I could do it. And see, then I understood why those people want their legs chopped off, the amputee wannabes. You know, these people, there was a documentary on Insane Films for those who haven't seen it, but there are these people who want to have their legs chopped off.